Matthew 6:25-27 and 6:33-34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So I'm prone to worrying about tomorrow and trying to plan ahead. I'm thinking about tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the day after that. It's a somewhat helpful skill when it comes to my work, when I'm trying to plan out our next vacation, or when I'm thinking about future goals and where I see myself 10 years from now. But right now, it's not that helpful. There is so much uncertainty in our lives right now. I have so many questions that no one knows the answers to. Will I still be employed a month from now? Will life ever get back to what we knew as normal ever again? Will school start up again in the fall for my kids? Right now, I'm trying to just live in the moment, trying to focus on what is happening right here, right now, and how I can be truly present in that moment. I'm not focusing on worrying about the future or planning out how next week might look or thinking about what I'm going to wear tomorrow. Honestly, it's like a sweatshirt and jeans. But I'm trying to breathe deep. I'm trying to stay calm and trying not to let the chaos of not knowing what might be next get the best of me. To be totally honest, it's been really, really hard lately. Our family isn't in a routine. Our kids are acting out in ways that we've never seen before. There's a lot of fighting and yelling most days. It's not pretty and it's not easy. But then we breathe. One deep breath in and one deep breath out. We ask our kids and each other for a do-over, and we try again to show kindness and love to one another. We hug and we kiss and we ask for forgiveness. We try to model Jesus to each other moment by moment. And you know what? We're still constantly failing. Constantly. But we know Jesus died on the cross for us so we could be forgiven again and again and again. Each time we fail, he picks us back up and says, "Try again. I know you can do it." We aren't alone in this. Jesus is with us, and he calls us to live in the moment. He calls us not to worry and not to be anxious. In this time that we're in, that's the truth that I'm striving to live in each day, relying on Jesus instead of my own instinct to worry, to be anxious, to think about not knowing what's next. And it's really hard. But Jesus reminds me that it's okay, because tomorrow has enough worries of its own. Tomorrow will worry about itself. And right now I can breathe deeply knowing my Savior is with me. He always has been and always will be.